Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me is the Associate Director for the Taos Community Concert Band, Jim Sapp. How are you today, Jim?
Great. Lovely day in Michigan.
Yeah, well, we're glad to have you on the program. This is your first time doing it, isn't it?
Yes, it is, as a matter of fact.
Well, because, you know, our good friend John Thomas has stepped down from the reins as director there, so you're kind of filling the role for a temporary time.
I'm just filling in until we can find a full-time director, and we are in search of one, so if anybody knows of any band directors, have them contact us.
All right. Now, is there anything in particular you look for in a director? Is there something they need to have that, you know, a resume style kind of thing?
Well, evidently their standards aren't too high. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here.
I don't believe that for a second, Jim. But now, who do they contact if they're interested, if there's a band director out there?
Yes, Penny LeClaire or any board member would be fine.
All right.
That would be great.
Well, you're stepping in today to talk about the next big concert, which is just around the corner already.
It's a week from tonight, Monday.
So
that's on the 2nd of November, 7:30 at the Taos High School.
All right. And you've got a list there of some what looks like the show tunes for the night. Is that right?
Yes, they are. I've tried to put together a concert that has appeal to everyone.
Yeah.
This concert's called A Kaleidoscope and Sound.
Ooh.
We have a lot of different styles, and we intend to feature the different instruments of the concert band in different settings, and we get all these nice sounds, and it's something for everyone that way.
All right. Well, give us a rundown. Tell us a little bit about the music we're going to hear next Monday night.
Well, we always start our concert bands with a salute to America by the Star-Spangled Banner.
Sure.
The arrangement we're using Monday night will be a little different than the normal rebel-rousing Star-Spangled Banner arrangement you hear at ball games. Huh. This is a nice concert arrangement for indoor performances, basically, that has a chorale-type sound, and it's just different and features a lot of different unusual sounds for a Star-Spangled Banner.
All
so
right.
We're looking forward to that.
Yeah.
And we move on then into a march, a Belle Isle March, which was written by a man named Leonard Smith. He also played the opening for the William Tell Overture for the Lone Ranger shows.
Wow.
For 17 years. He's out of Detroit, and this is a number that we haven't heard before in our area.
Very nice. So, okay.
Then we start featuring different instruments. Mona Frisky on trumpet will be doing a solo with the band arrangement behind her. And we have Giselle Carruthers on a clarinet doing NOLA, which is haven't heard in several years.
Yeah.
The also Lynn Rena from our area, a trombone, a favorite, a Blue Moon, with a concert band, and David Bentz on saxophone with an arrangement of Sammy Nestico's. So those are the individual arrangements that we'll be doing. Then we have a symphonic Gershwin, which was a great piece of music, and Under the Double Eagle, some marches for
sure,
you,
yeah.
Just a variety of listening pleasures.
It sounds like a great night, and there's no cost.
Absolutely not. It's free to the community, and we tend to provide a great sound for our community and an outlet for local musicians. So
that's right. Now you do collect for new music and for your scholarship fund too, right?
Yeah. There's donations involved at the door, and we'd be happy for those.
Yeah.
And we appreciate the public support. We've had a great support from our community for this group.
Oh yeah.
And we do a lot of scholarships to send kids to camps and things, and so we can keep having music in our area.
That's right. Now, after the concert, will you have your afterglow as you normally do?
Yes, we will. There'll be an afterglow in the cafeteria there. Meet the musicians, and I should be around if I haven't passed out by then. We'll be ready to go.
Oh, I think you're going to do fine. The Taos Community Concert Band's Kaleidoscope in Sound. It's this Monday night, November 2nd, Taos Area High School, 7:30, under the directorship of the Associate Director, Jim Sapp. And Jim, you did a great job today filling in for John Thomas here on Sunrise Side.
Well, thank you very much, Kevin.